Okay, so we left off the bottom of Lama Gimel Bay. We were talking about a major machlokes in Rishonim about what are the parameters of the Ptur of Kimei B'Draminei. So Tosfos throughout Shas, Rashi throughout Shas, all point out based on the Esten sugyas and the other sugyas that Kimei B'Draminei is only a Ptur from the vantage point of Beis Din. The person is very much chayav l'tzeis de shemayim. And other Rishonim had different understandings of what those Gemaras mean. We had Chiddush Aranz, and we had Meiris, and we had Ramaz. That the Gemara doesn't necessarily say that statement, but in the world view of Rashi and Tosfos, so Kimei B'Draminei is for sure only a Ptur Beis Din, but Taka L'Chayiv De Shemayim 100%. Rashi in Bava Metzia Dav Tzadi Aleph added on another Nekuda, which Tosfos happens never to point out. Rashi added on another Nekuda that not only Yechayiv Tzeis De Shemayim, but Tfisa is going to work as well. This is part of Rashi's whole theory about Tfisa, whether that means Tfisa always works Bechayiv De Shemayim. Sometimes it works, that's up for grabs. But at least vis-a-vis Kimei B'Draminei, so Rashi has this comment that Tfisa is going to work. So this is where we ran into trouble at the end of the Shiur on Thursday, because that famous Gemara in Sanhedrin about Rav who didn't want to take back those tainted sheep, so we didn't quite understand. And you want to tell me a story that you don't want to take something, but the person is only chayv v'tzeis neshamayim, the guy doesn't really know these chayv, he thinks he's really chayv. So that Tosfos told us a story about. But to tell me that Tfisa works, and then to turn around and say, but if the Gaon gives it to you, you can't take it. Why can't I take it? Why is it any worse than Tfisa? If presumably it's okay to be Taifeis, that's what we thought the din is, that Tfisa is okay, Tfisa is going to work, so why in the world didn't Rava take back the sheep? That was the problem that we left off with. So the Chora, the solution to this problem, has to pretty much go in one direction. Namely, you have to somehow explain why this case of Bava Machteres, this case of Rodev, is somehow the exception to the rule. This is somehow, in the case of Rodei, for some strange reason, so Tfisa is not going to work. Somehow, it's true that Tfisa works by regular Kimei B'Draminei, but there's something unique about Rodei that prevents the application of Tfisa. The question is, what is that uniqueness? What is that characteristic of Rodei? So on Thursday, we pointed out that the Ktzos had a big Chiddush. What was the Ktzos' Chiddush? Review for a second. According to Ktzos, was based on the Marashal, but Tfisa only works when you didn't actually mete out the punishment. But whenever you mete out the punishment, the guy received the punishment already. He already received Yesh B'chom Asayim Manas, Rebbe Chanan and others explained, he spoke about Be'arichos in the past. So whenever the punishment was actually meted out, then Avada Nevada, the Tfisa is not going to be Shayach. So says the Ktzos, the Razzle Dazzle Chiddush, that Reidif is like the punishment was meted out. Why? Because Reidif is a guy for Ketila, whole story, it's Mamash Ke'ilu, he was in Harag. So according to the Ktzos, it's Ke'ilu HaRodef Neharag, which basically means Ke'ilu Kvar Shileim, and Memeila Tfisa is not going to work. That was the approach of the Ktzos. So we were a little bit weary about that. We thought, I mean, Ktzos is still the Ktzos. He's still writing Sfarim, Patrick Henry's giving drashas, but those were with us, but he's still the Ktzos. And him calls, we thought, well, not all the Rishonim agree that Rodev is like he was Kilo Nerag. Some say Rodev was based on Tan V'Chizkiah. We're hemming and hawing a little bit about this sometimes. But one thing in hemming and hawing about the Ktzos, you got to come up with an alternative pshat. You got to come up with a better pshat if you want to reject the Ktzos. So comes along Reb Chaim Eizer, Yechiezer. He says, I'll tell you a different pshat. Says Reb Chaim Eizer, we have to go back to the drawing board and ask ourselves, this idea that Tfisa works in the case of Kimei B'Draminei is a very bizarre halacha. It's very, very strange. You know what's bothering me about it? It's one thing to tell me that Yechayiv in Din Shemayim. It's a far different thing to tell me that Tfisa is going to work, and I'll tell you why. What's the yesod of Kimei B'Draminei? Tell me the yesod. Kimei B'Draminei says to us, you, in this world, the Rebbe was looking down from Shemayim, you, in this world, have no right to punish a person twice. We can't exactly call it double jeopardy. It's not exactly the same application, but we're just going to call it for our purposes, right? Double jeopardy is when you hit the guy twice for the same thing, right? Who's with us? Well, lawyers. Who's here, right? Nobody knows anything?
Retrying for the same crime.
Retry for the same crime. There you go. Okay, there's an accountant, a lawyer. It's the same thing. Okay. So you can't retread a guy for the same crime. So we're going to use that term only because it's a nice catchy phrase, even though it doesn't really mean what we want it to mean, but it's okay. We all know what I mean, all right? I see guys really got to work a little bit more in the mod over here. I said, I said something about Patrick Henry on Shabbos morning, And I refer to the guys in the shul who lived in Boston, because I mistakenly thought that he came from Boston. He was from Virginia, right? Yeah, I was told afterwards. So the guy said to me, Rebbe, you should have highlighted the guys from the shul from Virginia. The reason I didn't do that is because we don't have anyone in our shul from Virginia. But anyway, so the fact that he wasn't attacked by more guys just shows there was a lach of a kiosk. Get back to that story. So the Baruch Shem looks from Shemayim and says, you guys have no right to punish a guy twice. You can't give him nisa, mom, get one, that's it. Give him the higher one, that's it. Finish Gemara, that's it. Okay. The Baruch Shem goes off, I can do whatever I want. I'm running the show, I can do whatever I want. I can give a person chiv in Shemayim, I can give a person, make the guy pay. Some of the Mepharshim say, that's what it says, Achorechein Yitu B'chush Gadol. How could Klai Yisrael go out with the Chush Gadol? How could the Mitzvah be punished twice? They get the Makas and they go out with the Chush Gadol. So the answer is, Dana Neichi, because it's the Rabban Shalom being done. The Rabban Shalom's not bound by the Parash of Kimu Ibrahim. He can do whatever he wants. So I understand to say, guys, Chaim and Dini Shemayim, and that trumps Kimu Ibrahim, that I understand. But Tfisa is this world. Tfisa means, wait a second, the Rabban Shalom looks down for Shemayim, so wait a second, you're going to say a guy's chayav misa, and you as a person are going to take away his money? That's a violation of kibbutz ramine. So just because I can do it, says the Rebbe Shalom, what makes it you believe you can do it? So how do we understand the notion of tefisa with kibbutz ramine? Isn't tefisa goof of violation? Be monish a person twice. Comes Yibchai Reiser and says, you're right. The kasha is a gvalka kasha, but I have a teretz. You know why? Zvokht Yibchai Reiser, the din of kibbutz ramine means the entity, the body that is meeting out onshim, can only meet out one onish. There's one onish per ma'anish. The din of kibbutz ramine is not a din of Yochai Moizer that the ne'anash can't receive two punishments. It's a din that the ma'anish, the entity, the body that's punishing, can only give one punishment. No double jeopardy, quote unquote. Who is the body that's being ma'anish? 99.99% of the time it's the Beis Din being ma'anish. So Zokht Yochai Moizer, that makes a lot of sense. When Beis Din kills somebody, the same Beis Din can't turn around and make the guy pay. That's a violation of double jeopardy. That's a violation of kibbutz ramine. So a guy burns down a house on Shabbos, Beis Din administers skila, and Beis Din's going to administer hatzos mamon, that they have no right to do. But Zokht Yochai Moizer, now we understand perfectly well why tefisa works. When tefisa works, what is tefisa, Rabbi Say? Who is administering the mamonis? Who is meeting out the quote unquote punishment to the mamonis? The Baalim himself, the Tevei himself, the Beis Din Taka set our hands at time, we can't do it. The Beis Din quoted Parsha Mishpatim and says, we cannot do it. We'll only make Yichayim Yisrael Beis Din. We're not going to make Yichayim Dini Mamanis. We're going to walk away from the Dini Mamanis. That's the Parsha Kibbutz Ramine. Come the Teveya, and he says, okay, that's fine. Beis Din can't punish you with the Hotzos Baman, but I can. And that's exactly what Tefisa is. Wow. So eye opener for Yochayim Yisrael. So Yochayim Yisrael, now we understand which of the Kibbutz Ramines is going to fall short. What's the only case of Kibbutz Ramine? The only case where it's not the Beis Din punishing the person with a Chiyav Misa's Beis Din. Who? What? Where? Rei Dave. Who's he Chiyav Misa to? Anyone remember? Anyone remember Revolms? All these thoughts are coming back. These are like hopefully very pleasant memories back from the beginning of the parak. When it comes to Rei Dave, the guy is Chiyav Misa to who? Clap of the entire world. So since there's a chi of misa klapa the entire world, for anybody in the world to go ahead and be mighty mamon, that's a violation of kibbutz ramine. And therefore tefisa won't work. Azad teretz. I mean, you could agree with the teretz, you could disagree with the teretz, but if you don't see ga'inus in front of you, then you're missing something. Yeah, I see you're going to disagree with this teretz.
No, it doesn't bother. I'm just confused then.
I'm always saying it's right. I don't think gevalde. A lot of things are gevalde. That'd be right. It's got to be right.
Why then?
No, Beis Din is made up of 23 Dayanim. They're also the din of Rodev. Anyone could kill the Rodev, either the individual, the Beis Din. It's called Klal Yisrael.
But then the other way around too.
No.
Then they're part. Then by Rodev, the larger Misa, they were included. And whoever it is that's going to be Toface includes the Baal. I mean, I'm sorry, whoever has the Baal.
Okay. I see where you're going. Wait, hang on for a second, okay? I was toying whether I should say this or not, but since you forced me, I'm going to have to say it, okay? Yeah.
Is the chiyav on the road, is that a chiyav on the rabbim, or a chiyav on every single individual?
Is the Chris at Torah, is it very long to Shashayel, who the chiyav is on? I don't know. I'm not sure.
The Russian Baba Kama may have a different answer.
Yeah. Use the Lashon Zia. Okay, so there are a lot of assumptions in this pshat. Since this Reb Chaim Oizer, you could stop now and just talk about this for the rest of the day, which we may end up doing by default, because I got getting too excited about this. It's going to be very hard to hold back now. Reb Belzer asked me, are we going to get to Maaseh Shabbos by the end of the week? I said, you know, the end of the week, it's Sunday. What's going on Thursday? I don't know what's going on in 5 minutes from now. So Reb Belzer, this Reb Chaim Oizer is just an eye-opener, because it's throwing at us so many different factors. He's telling us a gewaltige insight that the Chiyuv Reidei is a Chiyuv klapi everybody. So when the Rodef is a Gavrik Tila klapi the entire world, that's a gewaltige Chiddush. It's interesting, very, very interesting, you say. Who remembers some Rishonim who may argue at that point? Who remembers? Remember the Sugi of Mamo Zan Fashat Lazat? It's possible, right? Right? It's possible that
it could be two different, right?
It depends. Who is it? Mitam Hatzol, Mitam Einish. It starts to get very, very sticky. I got to look at the Lishitasas, and I have to remember this one. It starts to get very, very sticky in terms of Rode, if someone with us in the first half of the year. So you got to think about this a lot. There's something else that kind of struck me when I saw this from Chaim Oizer. Something else hit me. Reb Chaim Oizer says that the Misa's Beis Din that's being meted out is being meted out by the entity called Beis Din. Whereas the Tfisas Mammon is being done by an individual who's not part of the Beis Din. Who sees where I'm coming from? This is very close to Rabbi Yisrael Salanta Shtichel Torah. This is very, very close to that Pri Yitzchak. Namely, how do you view the entity called Beis Din? Is the entity of Beis Din really such an entity? Or is this really all of Klal Yisrael? Whenever the Beis Din is acting, they're acting on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yisrael Salanta, who says that there is no entity called Beis Din, there's no individual called the Shlich Beis Din, it's all of Klal Yisrael acting together. We spoke about it last week. It's all of Klal Yisrael acting together. So this whole shot, L'chaira, is not going to fly, according to that. Rabbi Chaim Oizer is looking at it as the Beis Din B'chaivim. Then there are individuals who are different, Parsha. It's a whole different vision of what's going on here. So this Rabbi Chaim Oizer is mamish and eye-opener. You have to really, really sit and be mamish on this, all the different akudas that he's touching upon. But Akoponim, he's trying to solve the same problem that Xtosis was trying to solve. Namely, how do you make a din of tfisa, but you don't make a din of tfisa by Rodev? So either the Xtosis shot, the Rodev is by Katila, Gav Katila, according to the Achiezer, the Rodev is a Chiyuv Nisa Lakol, unlike a regular Chayv Misa's Beis, it was only in a sense being Chayv Misa Klape the Beis. Anyone has the ability. So basically, this was the Shiraim of Thursday. Shira, I want to move on now to the next Akuda. It's the end of the last point. Our Sugya is really broken up into two parts, and right at the beginning of the second half of the Sugya. Remember, context, how do we get here in the first place? Because the Gemara is trying to figure out, how do you have a phenomena that if I shecht on Shabbos, I'm going to be putter from Dal Behei, because the Kibbutz Rabbi Nei, but if I send you to shecht for me on Shabbos, I'm going to be chayav, because Shluch Shalom Kemoiso in the realm of Dal Behei. So Frekma Zutra Kasha, Mika Mide, how can it be a chayach that I do it myself, I'm putter, and you do it for me, I become chayav? That's crazy. The Gemara says, no, it's not so crazy. Why? Not because I'm not chayav, I'll be shum the kimah b'drahminay. So Tosfos was quick to point out that the simple reading of the Gemara, lav b'shum de lo mechayev, namely, hateveach b'shabes, is chayav. Now again, we all know what that means. I don't really mean chayav, literally kimah b'drahminay, but I'm called a bar chiyuv, it's called a maisa hamechayev, I'll see. And therefore, it doesn't bother me to say that if I do it at a shliach, I become literally chayev. So Tevech b'Shabbos is quote-unquote chayev. What do the words mean? So Tosha started the ball rolling by saying it could have potentially meant a chibur de shemayim, but then Tosha immediately backed out. Why? Tosha said it can't really mean that. Why? Because this is knas. So since this is knas, it can't mean what it sounds like. What must it mean? So Tosfos has to really start searching. They start mamish scrambling around to try to find the pshat. So Tosfos in the very bottom says, even though this would have been a great pshat, Tosfos can't be. For the two lines in the bottom of Tosfos, about knas lo mechayev elapi beis din, and Tosfos tries to bring raya's. Let's skip down to the last by mikamakam nicha. to kevan she royal his chayev im lohay mischayev benafshay mischayev nami amoma de shliya kev she ain mischayev benafshay. There's only one word that I saw four times in the sentence. What was that? Mischayev. You see, Tyson is really, really working hard. They are walking. This is a kind of a tightrope that I'm sorry to report that somebody may actually fall off of. Tyson is trying to say that we can't make him too chayev over here. We don't want to make him too chayev because this is knas, and knas is not really chayev in Dini Shemayim. So we can't earn the side and make him too chayev. On the other hand, we can't make him too potter, because if he's too potter, then what are we stuck with? Then we're stuck with Akasha. Hey, if he's potter, how come I did shalich is chayev? So we got to walk the unbelievable tightrope that, well, he's not really chayev. Beineinu is not really chayev. It's not even a chibud deshemayim, because it's knasos. Elowat. If him timtza loyma that he wouldn't have been chayev misa, then he would have been chayev. That somehow is enough to meet the criteria to deflect mazutras kasha. That's enough to say he's a mechuyev, he's a mischayev, and therefore if it's done at shliach, we could tach and nail him for real chiyav dalbeh. So Tosis, I want everyone to appreciate what Tosis is walking. Tosis was so good; it would have been so glad to say he's chayev din shemayim. It would have been great. That would have been such an easy solution to the word at tevech b'shabbos chayev. But Tosis is intellectually honest about it. Tosis, don't try to pull wool over your eyes. I try to do that, but Tosis doesn't do that. Tosis says that it's not a real chiyav din shemayim. It can't be din shemayim because it's kenas. What is it? It's im lo haya. Kimway, haya, chayev. That's a lot of words. That's what Tosis just said. Tosis said, and that's enough to meet the criteria of being called a chayev. So Baruch Hashem, the Tosis breathes a sigh of relief. They're holding on for dear life. They're off the tightrope already. They're holding on by the end of their fingers. And Tosis says, that's the pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi said, when you see a Rishon that says that, Mechil is covered the Helig, Helig, Balei Tosis, what do you know is going to be there? Someone's got to be for something else to say. We cannot just leave the sugya like this. I mean, we believe Taisvus, we trust Taisvus, but there's something in our heart of hearts that's bothering us about this pshat. You see how Taisvus was working so hard. They had to use the word Yischayev four times to try to say it is a chiv, it's not a chiv, it is a chiv, it's not a chiv, because it's a very, very difficult time of dar.
Isn't the whole question supposed to answer? He's asking that, I don't know, before there is no kimlay, you'd be chayev, and now all of a sudden there's kimlay.
So Tosis is saying that even when there's kimlay, you're not really, really putter. You're really putter, but not really, really putter. It means there is a, in theory, it's called enough v'chiyav, since if there wouldn't have been kimlay, you would have been chayav, that's called enough v'chiyav to offset the question of, hey, how could the shlech be more chayav than you? That's what Tosis says. That's what Tosis said. So again, we already see that there's got to be another pshat. Baruch Hashem, we are right. We don't even have to look all that far. We don't even have to open up the safer. We don't have to look at any other computer screens. We don't have to find the Marmon Compass. We just open up what? Open up our eyes and look at who? There's only one other person on the page. Rashi. Just take a look at Rashi. It's as if Rashi is sitting and talking to his grandchildren saying, listen, you know, my dear Enochluch, he said, your pshat is fascinating, but how can it be? So Rashi says, I'll tell you what the pshat is, says Rashi. Lav mishum de la mechayevu, the chiyuv aram yalei. What did Rashi say? Three words. Rashi said the chiyuv aram yalei. Rabbi said the term the chiyuv aram yalei. What does it mean? What does that mean? The chiyuv aram yalei. It means you are chayev. This is not a game. This is not a make believe. You are chayev. No questions about it. There's a chiyuv that's chal right now, even though what? Even though we're dealing with what realm of halacha? Kenosis. Even though we're in the realm of kenosis, the chiyuv is chal right now, is that Rashi. Not a story that it's ki'ilu, ila yisisham, loya, ki'ilu, ki'ilu, ki'ilu. There's no ki'ilus. There's no ki'ilus over here, according to Rashi. It's you are called the b'chuy b'dova, chiyuv aram ya'alei. Rabbi say, we now have a major, 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 and I say major a few times over, Machlokes Gedolei HaRishonim here, which goes way beyond what the refutation of Mazutra's objection was. Rabbi Say, what we have on the page between Rashi and Tosfos is a fundamental question about how to view the status of a person's chiyuv or lack thereof of a knas in between two critical moments on the timeline. What are the two critical moments? One is when the tvicha actually happened, and number two, when the what? When the Beis Din kicks in and tries to be mechayev you. Forget Kimlev Dramine for a second. Regular, normal Knas. The guy is Tevech L'Meicher on Sunday. Okay? And he gets caught by Beis Din on Wednesday. So he has Hamada Bedin, Beis Din catches him, they take him to the Din Torah on Wednesday. I want to know, this interim period from Sunday to Wednesday, answer the question, is this person Chayav or is this person Potter? That's all I want to know. What did Tosfos tell you? Belishim Safek. The person is what? What did Tosfos say? What did Tosfos say? Tosfos said what? They said Potter, right? Tosfos said he's Potter, it's a Knas, he's Potter, there's nothing to discuss, he's Potter. And therefore, Tosfos had to raise the Charam and say, Im lo haya kimle haya chayev, and therefore, he's cool to Tevech b'Shabbos, quote unquote, but not really chayev. According to Tosfos, what's the moment in time that creates the Chiyuv Knas, Rabbi say? What kicks in Knas? At what point does a person become chayev to pay a Knas, according to Tosfos, without any Shaila? What's the answer? When? Gemara Din, Hamar B'Din. Not at the time of Tevicha, not at the moment of Geneva, not at the moment when he did the action that eventually will get him into Beis, into trouble. The Chi of Knas kicks in at Shas Hamod Bedin. This is Shita Satoisus. From the fact that Rashi used as magic three words, Chi of Aram Yalei, it is clear that Rashi was disagreeing with Tosfos. Rashi held, he's Mamashu B'chuyiv B'dovar Mishas Tevicha. It's almost the same as Mamon. It's came out identical to Mamon. He's Chayav Mishas Tevicha. Give me a Moshel Mod David. If I break your window, it's not a Knas, I break your window on Sunday, and I'm caught on Wednesday. What was I between Sunday and Wednesday? Was I Chayav? Of course I was Chayav. What's the role of the Beis Din on Wednesday? When Beis Din doesn't make me Chayav, what does Beis Din do? Beis Din is Megala, Beis Din is Mevara, that I was Chayav all along. The role of Beis Din, indeed, in Mamanus, is to prove what happened until they come to Beis Din. I claim I didn't break, you claim I did break it, they're always not in him. So we have to work out the details. Beis Din is going to work out, to sort out the facts of the case, and then the Chiyav is obviously going to be take effect retroactively from the time of the breaking the window. But Knas, Tosfos says that's what Knas and Maman part ways. Knas, the Chiyav of Knas kicks in only the time of Hamad Bedin. And therefore, Tosfos says, it is impossible to reap Shad in that Gemara that, yeah, chayev, can't mean chayev. It doesn't mean, it cannot mean it, says Tosfos. It's impossible. And Rashi says it means exactly what it says. The chayev of Knas is chal mishas tevicha. So Rabbi Yisai, I hope everyone begins to appreciate that this machlek is Rashi and Tosfos goes way beyond the one crazy guy who's shechting on the shalich b'Shabbos. This touches on kol knasas. This is a fundamental question. What is the nature of the very chayev of Knas? Why conceptually would a person think that Knas is different than Mamon? If Mamon for sure I'm chayev retroactively, why would anybody think that Tosfos is correct? What's the answer? Pretty obvious. Knas is not just a chiddush, but it's more than a chiddush. It doesn't correspond to what? To anything. There's no connection living or dead between what happened and the chayev of Knas. The fact that the Torah said that I have to pay Dalvei, the Torah could have just as easily said I have to pay 35 times. The Torah could have said I had to pay 3 times. The Torah could have given, for onus of a fata, the Knas could have been 50 shalom, could have been 120 shalom, whatever the Torah would have wanted. There is no correlation between the damage that was done and the amount that's being paid. So one could argue, it's a Chiddush HaTorah, as Asher said. It's such a Chiddush HaTorah. What's the Chiddush HaTorah? When you walk at the Beis Din, and Beis Din finds you responsible, in the Chiddush HaTorah. There is no chizat ha-maisa that was mechayev in the first place. Or maybe one could argue, no? Maybe one could argue. It's true that the number is quote-unquote arbitrary. It doesn't really correspond to anything. But this is what the Torah was kivei. It's the tashlumen. The Torah was kivei that an act of tvicha mechira, the price tag for an act of tvicha mechira is 4 and 5. The price tag for an act of anisim afat is 50 shekel. Once the Torah is kivei, this is the price tag for this action, then the action is the mechayev. It's the same as breaking the window. So it's unclear. Conceptually, it's hard to pinpoint what it is. I can hear svaras lekan, but I have no question they have a major machlokes Rashi touch on the board over here, which goes way beyond that sugya. And the three words chiyuv aram yalei, Rashi committed himself to a very different understanding of knas and tesis.
Where in the words of Rashi
and
Tosfos do we see this matter when the chiyuv kicks in?
Rashi says, there's not going to be a Beis Din. There's never going to be a Mar Bedin because Beis Din, his hands are tied. this is the Kimlev Ramine. So Kimlev Ramine is always pre-Hamad Abedin. So when, no, it's pre-Hamad Abedin. There's never going to be Hamad Abedin by Kimlev Ramine, right? Basin will never judge the case.
They judge over all the action that occurred.
No, but they're not going to judge it. They're not going to pass it in Yochav to pay Kenas. So they're not going to have Hamad Abedin. They're not going to be a Gemar Din on Kenas. So by definition, every case of Kimlev Ramine will always be between the Maisa and the Hamad Abedin.
And him coming to Beis Din for the sake of the overall thing.
That's not Hamad Abedin of the Knas. Beis Din is not even judging it. It's not on there. When it says on the, when you walk into the courtroom, so it doesn't say, I don't know, what's a good name? I need some good. Come on. Okay, Reuven versus Shimon. What does it say? It says, Reuven Chayev Misas Beis Din Feshchita B'Shabbos. It says, Torah versus Reuven. Right? It doesn't say, it says like Shabbos versus Reuven. It doesn't say Shimon versus Reuven. There's no Din Torah base. It's not even to listen to the Din Torah back in us. Okay? So Rabbi say, what do you think about this machlekes? This is a machlekes. Come on. I mean, everything's a machlekes. This is a real serious, heavy-duty machlekes. What forced Taisus to their conclusion? How did Taisus know that Hamad Abedin is the Machai? Anyone bother reading the Taisus carefully? Let's go back to the Taisus. You got to read this Taisus everywhere in this Taisus. Go back to the first half of the Tesis. Afagav the Hocha Filot Tesis Shemaim in the Chayev. The Dafke B'mom and Udi Yomar Rabba Sechas Apoel Mesa Nasdar Filo Baal Imoid B'chayev Filot Tesis Shemaim. Aval Knas B'chayev Al Pi Beis Din. Tesis highlighting, trying to contrast that Knas is not a Chayev B'dover yet. Why? Because after all, Zavtais, we all know that Knas only pays Al Pi Beis Din. Kedi Amin Asher Ashin Elohim Tratlam Asher Atzmai. Boom. That's it. That was it. Tosfos just told you. Tosfos gave you the entire raya. What's the raya? The fact that there's halacha called Maida B'Knas what? Maida B'Knas Potter. Why is Maida B'Knas Potter? Maida B'Mamon is Chayev. You never heard of Ados Badin K'meidim Domi. No one lived by Metzi with us. If I walk at the base and I say I broke your window, I'm not Chayev to pay, but I'm Chayev to pay. So why if I walk at the base and I say I broke your window, I am Chayev. I walk at the base and I say I was Tevech and Maicharim Potter. What's the difference? No. Says Taisus, the difference is obvious. By Maida B'mom and Chayev, because the whole role of the Beis Din is just to be Mavaro, what happened? So we know what happened. You told me what happened. Hadash Badik made him done, but we know exactly what happened. It's not only the Beis Din, but the Knas is not enough to know what happened. Knas, we need the formal technicality of the protocol of Beis Din. So Beis Din has to function. The Torah says, the Chiddush HaTorah, Prat L'Mashiach HaTzmai. The Torah doesn't accept Hados Baldin in the realm of Knas, because in the realm of Knas, what's really important is not the Bais, what's really important is the Psach Beis, and the Psach Beis has to come Mikach Edim. That's the difference. So Taisus took the din of Maidim Knas Potter, which everybody agrees to. Taisus took the din of Maidim Knas Potter and used it to support their theory. And it's talking about really a Pella. You know what's a Pella? Rashi is a tremendous Pella. An unbelievable Pella, Rashi. Why? If Rashi's right, if Rashi's right, then what? He's chayev from the time of the shechita. So why is there a din of Maid B'Knas Potter? What's the nature of this din of Maid B'Knas Potter? So what's the answer by say? Rashi and Tosfos are now fighting out something even more fundamental. Not only are they arguing about this interim of period between the Tevicha and the Hamad Abedin, whether he's Mechuyev B'dov or not, what's the Mechayev of Knas? But now Machloikis is now revolving around the two fundamentally different ways of understanding the din of Maida B'Knas. Potter. Taisus brought a raya from the din of Maida B'Knas Potter to their Shita. Obviously Rashi has to deflect that raya. How are we going to deflect that raya? No? Where's the Chakira, by the way? What's the next Chakira? Who's going to tell me? Next Chakira on the board. What's the nature of Maida B'Knas Potter? Whenever you see that word Potter anywhere in Halacha, whether in Dini Mamanis, whether you see it in Nisavahetta, you see it in Erechaim, you're there, you see the word Potter, you have to always ask yourself the following Chakira. No, what's the following Chakira? Maida B'Knas Potter means. Oh, it's Chayev? Or what? Or Maida B'Knas Potter means. There's a plate there. Hodah is a pateres. Hodah is an active plate there. Made the knas potter means something just happened that potted you from the chiyuv knas. How is Tosfos learning Rabbi Yisrael? Tosfos brought a raya from the fact that there's a din of made the knas potter. Zetman from there that the mechayev of a knas is the beis din, not the ma'isa tvicha, not the ma'isa ha'ines, not the ma'isa mefata. It's the hamad b'din that's the mechayev. So what do you see from Tosfos? That anything short of hamad b'din doesn't exist. There never was a chayev. Lam is chayev. So Tosfos is learning that Meid B'Knas Potter means he was never mischayev, because Beis is not listening to the case. Whenever you have a Meid B'Knas, it's almost like Kibbutz Ramine. Beis is not listening anymore. Once as a Meid B'Knas, Beis didn't close up shop. The case, we took down, we're not interested. We're closing up shop for the day. We went on vacation. So B'Meila, there's no chayev. So Tosfos at Kazakh, you see in the Din of Meid B'Knas Potter that the chayev didn't kick in Mishas. Mishar Rishayna from the Shas Tavich, from the Shas Oynes. Rashi holds that the Chiyuv kicked in from day one. The Chiyuv of Knas is not fundamentally different than the Chiyuv of Mammon. According to Rashi, the Chiyuv of Knas kicked in already. So how do you make any sense that it didn't Mordim Knas Potter? What's the answer? Mordim Knas is a point there. Mordim Knas says, notwithstanding the fact that you're Chayev, you are Chayev, you were Chayev, you're still Chayev, you should be Chayev. You were Maida, you did Tshuva, Mordim Knas is Potter. Hodor is a pointer according to Rashi. So therefore Rashi didn't see anything in the Din of Meid B'Knas about any shape or form about when the Shas Chiyuv is. So Rashi understood Meid B'Knas is a pointer. And then Rabbi said, what do you think Meid B'Knas is? Do you think Meid B'Knas is a lack of Chiyuv, or do you think Meid B'Knas is a pointer? What's a good litmus test? How would you prove one way or the other? Run an experiment for me. I want you to show me, is Meid B'Knas a lack of Chiyuv, or is Meid B'Knas a pointer? What would be the obvious experiment you would want to run? You meant the other way around.
Yeah.
You meant Moed B'Knas V'Yachakach Bo Edim. What would the din be? A Moedah. Thank you very much. And now tomorrow Edim walk in and say, by the way, I was Tavech HaMoicha. What do you think the din should be? So if you'd ask me, I would say it should depend on the Shaila. If you hold that Moed B'Knas Potter is just a lack of a Chiyuv, so then, okay, we listen to your Hodo, we say, thank you very much, your Hodo is meaningless to us, we're not going to register the claim, it's over, done, finished. No, we have nothing else to say. 10 minutes later, Edom walk in. Whoa, let's hear what the Edom have to say. The Edom say that he was Tevech HaMocha by Gali's Chayev. But if you hold that Moed B'Knas Potter is a plate there, so then the case is thrown out. It's done. There's a built-in p'tur here. The fact that the Edom come, why is that? L'mal of L'mayri, the fact that the Edom come. So l'chora, that would be a perfect test case. If you hold that Moed B'Knas was like Tosfos's version, it's a lack of a chiyuv, it should be subject to review if Edom show up at a later point. According to Rashi, the Moed B'Knas cannot mean that. It must mean there's a built-in, there's a positive point there. It's not just a lack of a chiyuv. It's a positive point there. There's a real point there that's chal in the case. Then why should the Edom change anything later? So l'chari, that should be a gevaldika way to test. So Baruch Hashem, Chazal already tested for us. And already in Perek Merub, in the 7th Perek of Kam, it's a machlokes Rav and Shmuel. The only problem is that we pask in the halacha, that what? That Moed B'Knas chach b'edim is what? It's potter. Because we passed Kibbutz B'Knas Chavayim as Potter. So that doesn't bode well for some of the Rishonim on the board. According to Rashi, that bodes very well. According to Rashi, Rashi's sitting there and saying, I told you, my grandchildren, don't give your forced pshat in the Gemara. Don't fall off the tightrope. Give my pshat. My pshat is so much better that he's really chayav. And what's the nature of Moed B'Knas? Moed B'Knas is lomal of lemer. It doesn't change anything. It's not a raya against me. Forget, because Moed B'Knas is a pateras. And therefore, Rashi says, and therefore, B'chachach bo edim is potter. According to Rashi, everything is hunky-dory. According to Rashi, the real mechayev knas is the mice itself. Ela, there's a chiddush haTorah, that hodah is a poter, so I understand. Kolzman, there's a hodah, he's taka poter. If there's no hodah, he's still called the mechui b'davar. In the case of Kim Levit Rabin Arsugya, he's still called the mechui b'davar, because the mice is still intact. So we still call the Bechivet over. In the Sugim of Akam is a Moed B'Knas. So the Hodor is a Poter. And that explains perfectly well. It reads like a charm, says Rashi, why the Moed B'Knas V'Chach Bo'edim is also Poter. Because the Hodor was Chal, the Poter was Chal, he's Poter the Olam Void. So according to Rashi, everything is Gevaldic. According to Tosfos, it's one big disaster. This whole Sugim is a disaster according to Tosfos. Because according to Tosfos, who brought a raya from Madi Bikinas Potter to the fact that it must be that Tamadi Bidin is the Mechayev, Zemin Fendo, that Madi Bikinas is a lach of a chiyuv. So why in the world, Vechachabo Aiden Potter? So it's a big pellet going to Tesis. The whole din of a Madi Chachabo Aiden doesn't make any sense according to Tesis. So Lechaira Mitachemi Akushi, you have to say according to Tesis. It's a new word. You have to throw a new monkey wrench into the sugi of Madi Bikinas. According to Tosfos, the mechayev of knas is the amad b'din only if and when the beis din will actually sit on the case, and beis din is only authorized to sit in the cases where the Torah grants it that authorization. The power invested in me by the Rabbanu Shalom to sit on the case, and the Rabbanu Shalom had gezocht made the b'knas. Once there's a hodah b'knas, you know what we say? Case closed. Basic can never reevaluate the case. That's it. It's not a pointer. I didn't say pointer. That's not what I said. I just said that Beis Din can never sit in a case once there was Hodah. And I'll tell you why. The Psak Beis Din for a Knas has to come Mikorach what? Has to come Mikorach Edim. Beis Din can only sit on a case when there are Edim that are presenting them the information. When the information is coming to them from any other source, including the Dos Baldin, that's the Xerxes of Sheh Shir Nolhim, Pratlam Sheh Satzmai. And once Beis Din cannot sit in the case anymore, the case is thrown out, it's gone. Either Edim that are coming in later, there's no case anymore, it's done. The Torah already said the case is over. That's it. Once the case was closed, it was closed. But fundamentally, it's not the same as Rashi. It's not a point there. It's not a poiter. You know why it's not a poiter? There was no chiyuv to be poiter. You could only be poiter a chiyuv that pre-exists. According to Rashi, there was a pre-existing chiyuv from the Shas Tvicha that's nifter ayedei hodos ayedei bal dover. According to Tosfos, there is no chiyuv mishas Tvicha. There never was a chiyuv mishas Tvicha. There is no poiter of edim. I mean, there is no poiter of hodos bal din. What hodos bal din says is that any time there's hodos bal din, that forces Beis Din to no longer judge the case. Once you can no longer judge the case, so then all the Edom in the world come. We still can't open up because Beis Din has no authority to pass the case that came Derech Hodah in the first place. So Rabbi said, when all the dust settles, we have a major Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos here. So major, so fundamental, about when is the key moment for a Chiyuv Knas. Is the Chiyuv moment for a Knas the Shas Tevicha, or is the Chiyuv for a Knas Shas Abad B'din? Rabbi said, I'm going to ask you a question. Does anybody really care? I don't really care. I'll tell you why I don't care. Because it's only what? Philosophy. It's philosophy. Right? Mamish philosophy here. This is Mamish double talk. How do you guys let me double talk myself for 15 minutes? Because you're used to it with me. Yeah. No? Why is it double talk? Give me enough, give me enough. Tell me, tachem. I'm not going to ask me. Everybody paskins, Moed B'Knas, Chachbo Eidim is Potter. Okay. Everyone paskins in our Gemara that we solved the problem somehow, the Kibbutz Ramanei Saga. We called them a Chuyim, we called them Chayiv according to Rashi, we called them not really Chayiv, but yet Chayiv according to Tosfos. So we solved Mazutra's problem. Everybody agrees to that? We solved Mazutra's problem. So what's the difference? In the real world, who could care less whether the Tevicha is the Mechayev or the Hamad B'din is the Mechayev? At the end of the day, you're not paying a penny until there's Hamad B'din. Whether or not at the time Hamad B'din began to say, L'mafreya, we can now go back to the Shas Tevicha and declare that was it. Who cares? That's what you should have been screaming at. So I totally sidestepped the issue. I confused you by throwing Mordechai Knas for a few minutes. I want a real nafkin. Who cares whether Rashi is right that the Shas Achiyav is the Shas Tevicha retroactively or the Shas Achiyav is Zamar B'din like Tezus? So Rabbi Sai, you have to go back to one of our favorite sugyas. All our sugyas are favorite sugyas. They're all sweet as honey, as we heard. We have to go back to one of our sugyas from last semester. Does the words Edom Zomen ring a bell? I think we might have said one or two things about Edom Zomen. Let's go back to an Edom Zomen sugya and see what that has to shed some light on us. Everyone talking about Makas Tav Hei? We have to keep track of what's going on there. a lot of things happening in Makos Tafei. The Gemara presents the following timeline in terms of a knas. We'll talk about Tvicha Mechira, that's the knas that we like, right? We'll talk about that anyway. Sunday at 12:32, two Eidim walk into Beis Din. What do they say? What happened? What did they say? No one remembers? Ganav. V'tavach ha-machar, right? Ruvin is Ganav v'tavach ha-machar, right? We'll eat this, okay? What happens next? We'll make it Tuesday. Is that the case of the Gemara, right? Make it Tuesday. Okay, it doesn't matter the days. Tuesday, two Eidim walk into Beis Din, and they say to the first set of Eidim, what? What do they say? Two magic words? Yimanu ha-yisem. Okay? It looks very, very bad for this first set of Eidim. Sounds like they're about to pay four and five times Kesher's on, right? But the second set of Eidim don't stop there. They say, Yimanu ha-yisem. So you were nowhere able to be made on Sunday what you claimed you saw. But, by the way, we have another piece of important information. What is the other piece of important information? It happened to be that that guy who made it really was in Russia. He really was Ganav v'tavach. Yimanu ha-yisem b'yom rishon aval what? Ganav u'machar. Listen to this. When? Erev Shabbos. That's the end of the case. Okay, I don't want the Monday part. Monday part is easy. Ganav u'machar Erev Shabbos. Now, you're sitting on the territory. I figure out what sense do we make out of this case? So the question is, are these Eidim, these original guys, are they chayav to pay kasher zalman or not? Were they trying to be mafsid the guy or not? Were they being made in a shekel against the guy or not? I could hear the following story. I could hear, wait a second. What was so terrible about the fact that they said Ganav v'tavach ha-machar on Sunday? It's true, they lied. It's true, they were Eidim zalman, quote unquote. It's true, they were Imanu Hisem. It's true, they weren't there. But at the end of the day, they were made against the guy who in fact was going to the Tevech on Friday, 2 days before their Eidus. So they were being made against the guy who was what? Who is? Was Chayav Da'alvehei. You don't become Kasha Zomam for lying. You become Kasha Zomam when you were trying to be mafsid, an innocent person who wasn't Chayav to pay. So the fact that these guys lied on Sunday, that's like, who cares? They lied on Sunday. Please don't misquote me on that. So they lied on Sunday. You don't become an Eid Zomim for when they ask you, who sat on my Shabbos hat? Who spilled the milk on the kitchen floor? Guys, nobody knows the songs.
Who spilled the milk?
On the kitchen floor? No, it was not me. Midrash HaKaterachach, never tell a lie. Right? Okay, good. Famous song. Talk to me, those. Okay? Good. But you don't become an Eid Zomim because you denied sitting on your Shabbos hat. You become an Eid Zomim when you came to Beis Din and you were made at something that was mafsid, a person who wasn't chayav to pay mamon. So these guys, the Sunday and Monday, I'm sorry, the Sunday Eidim, they walk to Beis Din and say, well, you want me? You want us to pay? Are you crazy? We were mechayav a guy who was chayav anyway. So what does the Gemara say? What does the Gemara say? It says, sorry, Charlie, you guys are chayav to pay. It is clear from the Gemara that this is only true because it's a case of Tvicha Mechira, it's a case of Knas. The Gemara spells it out beferish. The Knasos, this bin is true. The implication is obvious. What if instead of Ganav v'tavach ha-machar, we'll change the case a little bit? What will we do? Let's cross this out. What should we make it? Shiber hachalon. Okay? I say somebody broke somebody's window. Imano yisem b'yomel aval shiber hachalon b'yerev Shabbos. What's the din? What's the halacha? Clear as day from the Gemara. What? Well, the first set of Eidim chayav potter. I just said it's a contrast. In the first case, in the case of Knossos, they're chayav. In the case of Mamon, they are potter. Why is there such a distinction? That's what I want to know. I'm learning Makas Davei. I'm trying to figure out Makas Davei, trying to finish up Masechus Makas to my kid. He's asking me this kasha. I'm halavai, he's asking me this kasha. So he's usually asking me, when are we done? What is the difference? Why is it Well, he's not even asking me, he's just why I'm still talking to myself. Why is it when it comes to the first case that I mistakenly erased, that the Gan of a Tavach case, so there the Gemara is Pemale, that the Eidim are Chayav Medal Behei, whereas when it comes to Shibrech Halon, they're Turin from the Nezek. The Turin from the Eidim Zomen from Nezek. Maya, what's the Demanishtana Tal Behei from Shvir Sechalon? That's the bomb kasha you have to ask. Nu Rabbi say? What's the Dirzim Kanasim Mamun? Why is that reality true? Why is that phenomenon true? Zocht Rabbi Kivega, on the spot, in Masechus Makis, Gilda Shas, everyone saw Rabbi Kivega? Everyone read it? Was Zocht Rabbi Kivega? No? Who's got Rabbi Kivega for me? Who's got Rabbi Kivega? Of the fifth of the middle. Lake Adin Hazama, the Eidim of Achiyuva. The after below Eidim Lohoy had days in Yechol and Machayvai. We come back to Huba Atzma, she had there, him as Machiyuva. Umutta on the Shalim. Mashainke Bekinas, the Lakushta de Milsa, ain't a mutta on the Shalim. The Kozman, Shalachivu, days in Ainu Machayv Klau. What's Rabbi Kivega saying? He's saying the pshat in this Gemara, the contrast between Tanas and Mammon, is based on which shita, which understanding? Clearly based on Taisus. And believe it or not, the Ayin Taisus Ksuba Staf Lama Gimel Beis and Maschalav. Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Kivega was Mitzayin Ar Taisus. Right, is that Ar Taisus? Yeah, Ar Taisus, Lama Gimel Beis. Rabbi Kivega read the Gemara in Makis, and immediately realized, first of all, he realized that the Gemara was talking about Knas, not Mammon. Everybody should have realized that because the Gemara says Beferish. And then Rabbi Kivega started to think, we are thinking in the same wavelength as Rabbi Kivega. We are bottom of the same kasha. My man is trying to Knas be Mammon. So Rabbi Kivega thought, and he thought, and he thought, and he Googled, and he Googled, and he looked, and he Googled it all in his mind, and he came up with which Taisus? When he's learning Makas, hey, with this kid, he's teaching him Shlom Eger, he's learning with his little boy. And he says, you can only understand the Gemara Makas through the eyes of Taisus Ksuba Staf Lama Gimel Beis. That's what Kivega learned Makas Tefe. Which of course pushes the question, no? So how would Rashi Limshan? How would Rashi Limshan the Gemara Makas Tefe? So Baruch Hashem, you just have to ask Rashi, because Rashi tells you how he learns Pshat. Rashi says a whole different factor. Rashi is a whole different thought. Rashi says, you know why there's a difference between Shvir Sachaloin, where the Eidim attack off, and the Tvicha Dal Vehei, where the Eidim Achayef to pay? Rashi says, for an external reason, for a tangential reason. Rashi does not say what Rabbi Kivega says. Rashi does not say, here he's Chayef, here he's Potter. Rashi couldn't say that Rashi Lishitos and Ksuba Staf Lama Gimel could never ever learn the Gemara like Rabbi Kivega does. So Rashi says, fundamentally, they're the same. Knas and Mammon, they're both Chiyuvim back to the Shas Tvicha, back to the Shas Shvir Sachaloin. So why did they part ways in the Sugas of Eden Zomer, Rabbi Yisrael? Why is that? Because in the case of Knossos, even though it's true, the Chiv goes all the way back to the original moment, but the Nidon, who was testified against, always had a what? Always had a way out. What was the way out? He could have been Moda. Since the Nidon could have been Moda, and that could have gotten him out of being Chayav, in Hilchas Eden Zomer, the Eidim Zomen can't say, what do you want from us? We're a Mechaiver guy who's a Chaiver Dover. No. Hilchas Eidim Zomen says, you don't follow the theoretical Shaschiv. You don't say, I was made against the Mechaiver Dover. No, 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 no. The Din of Eidim Zomen is a Din Prothi, namely, that if you're made against the guy and you're causing a Hefsid, you're causing a Hefsid. Then the Din is, you're called an Eidim Zomen. If you're made against somebody and you're not causing a hefset altogether, because you would have had to pay anyway, there's no way out for him, then and only then do you get a p'tur in Hilchas Eidim Zomen. Rashi is learning that the reason why in the case of Dal Vehei, where the Eidim Zomen have to pay, is because they have no right to come to Beis and say, what do you want from us? We didn't cause any hefset. The guy's chayav anyway. Says Rashi, you're right, the guy is chayav anyway. 100% the guy's chayav, but tachlis could have been moida. So since he could have been Moed, he has the possibility to be Moed, the possibility to be Potter. Since he could have pulled a stunt on us have been Moed, you now are the Mafsidim. You are the Gurman for him to pay money out of his pocket. Without you guys, he could have gotten out of it. And you are the one who are causing trouble. You are the ones who are causing trouble. You are chayef to pay. Moshehen came the case of the broken window. The Edom say, what do you want from us? The guy's chayef anyway. What would he have done? He would have been Moed. Moed would have been Moed and chayef. Those were the Edom dummy. There's no way out for the guy who broke the window. So what's Rashi saying, Rabbi? Say, Rashi is learning a whole different pshat of the Gemara than Rabbi Kivager and the Taisvis. Rashi is learning the highlight of difference between Mammon and Kanas and Makas Davei is not addressing the fundamental difference in Mammon and Kanas. You know why it's not addressing the fundamental difference? Because there is no fundamental difference according to Rashi. Kanas and Mammon are all the same. The Shas Chiv is B'Shas Tvich, the Shas Chiv is B'Shas Shviras, from the time of the Shviras Achalon. According to Rashi, in terms of Lomdus, in terms of the Shas Chiv, the Chiv is the same. There's a din prati in Huchas Edom Zaymin that whenever you have a way out, whenever the Nidon has a way out, then the Edom Hamazimin, the Edom Zaymin, can no longer claim, oh, we didn't do anything. What do you want from us? We were made against Mechir. That's not enough to be made against Mechir B'davar. The question in Edom Zaymin is, were you mafsid the guy Mammon or were you not mafsid the guy Mammon? According to Rashi, it's an Edom Zaymin sugya. It's not a Knas sugya. According to the Kvedu and Taisus, this is a Knas sugya. So a whole part of it, we have a major machlokes in Rashi and Tesis that starts out in Ksubas Daf Lamed Gimel about how to understand when the Shas Chiv of Knas is, what the role of the Beis Din is in Knas. According to Rashi, the role of the Beis Din in Knas is not all that different than the role of the Beis Din in Mammon. The Chiv already kicked in Mishas, the original Maisa, the Maisa of Tzicha Mechira, the Maisa Onis and Fatma, whatever the Maisa Knas was. The role of the Beis Din is just to be Mavaris Adavar. There is no fundamental conceptual difference in the Chiv of Mammon and the Chiv of Knas, according to Rashi. The only reason why in Makas they part ways is because Hilchos Edom Zomim forces them to part ways. Because by Knas, you always have that out. There's always that way to kind of sneak out through Mod of Knas. So that affects the outcome of Hilchos Edom Zomim. But that does not speak to the essence of a difference between Knas and Mammon. And according to Taisus, the two Sugyas and Ksubis and Makas are saying something very, very different. The Knas is not a Chiyav B'chlal. There is no chi of kiyus, there's zero, zippo, zippo, no chi whatsoever from the Shas Maisa. And that's the reason why Makas, Mammon, and Knas part ways. And therefore, Taisus was forced to reevaluate our entire sugya and to cope with that new kind of strange Hagdara, Ilu Hayachayev, I don't know, whatever the Ilus were. So everyone understand now? There's something fundamentally wrong. Rashi and Taisus are looking at Makas through different eyes, they're looking at Ksubas through different eyes. Everything's being looked at through different eyes. Rabbi Isai, I want to raise one question. Think about it a little bit. Till tomorrow. According to Rashi, who said those magic words, Chiyuva Ram Yala, and we know for a fact what Rashi meant, because we have Rashi and Makas to back it up, because Rashi went fishing for another reason, didn't say the simple pshat we take on the Taisvis. We know for a fact that Rashi held Chiyuva Ram Yala. I want to know the significance of that statement, Chiyuva Ram Yala, in Knas. What does Chiyuv Ramile usually mean? What images that usually conjure up in our minds, Chiyuv Ramile? Usually the term Chiyuv Ramile is more than just a theoretical Chiyuv. It actually has a practical nafkamina. What's the practical nafkamina? Chayev to do what? Let's say Yidei Shemayim. Who remembers the Lashon Rashi in Bava Metzia? On Daf Tzadi Aleph. The Rashi used almost an identical Lashon. Or perhaps in Ruba also, let's see. Rashi and Rav Kama wasn't as clear. Rashi and Rav Tzia was clearer. Listen to Rashi's Lashon when he's talking about Kimav Dramine of Mammon, right, of Esna. Rashi says, Al mafilu b'vacham misa nami ramu tashlumin alei. You hear that? Ramu tashlumin alei, ramu chiyuv alei. It's not exactly the same, but it's pretty close. Right? Ramu tashlumin alei, ramu chiyuv alei. Rabbi say, I know for a fact that Rashi holds I'm fundamentally a mechuyuv davar from the shas tevicha. All knossos that the chiyuv really kicks in mishas maisa. Is there a corollary of that statement? Namely, should Rashi therefore conclude that not only am I chayuv, but the correct thing for me to do would be to do what? To actually pay. What says what? Yidei Shemayim. I know I was Tamech HaMoichel last Tuesday. Nobody else knows. There were no Edims, no Bezin. I know it's Chayav. I come to Bezin, I say, Amoida. What does Bezin say? Sorry, Moida Knas Potter. What's the next line? What? Does Bezin say to me, okay, listen, you're Potter, we can't make you pay, but you want to be Yidei Shemayim, go pay up. What does Bezin say? You're Potter, Lagamri. So I say, should I do it? What are you, crazy? Why should I pay the guy for? You're not Chayav Tzeis Yidei Shemayim. There is no Chayav Tzeis Yidei Shemayim by Knas. According to Tosfos, this is an absolute, complete moot question. According to Tosfos, of course there's no chiyuv b'tzeis Yidei Shemayim, there's no chiyuv b'chlal. According to Tosfos, there's no chiyuv. That's like a silliest saying. Imagine the following, right? Imagine I double park. Imagine a guy double parks, okay? Guy double parks, and he wasn't caught. The cop didn't come. Right? So he wants to be from Erev Yom Kippur. He sends a check to the New York City parking department saying that I double parked, but I wasn't caught. I want to be Yidei Shemayim. What do you think about that? Sounds pretty silly, right? So Tosfos would say, what are you giving with Tzeis Yidei Shemayim? There's no chiyuv. The chiyuv only kicks in when the cop finds you. The chiyuv kicks in when the Beis Din is mechayev you. Kol zman the Beis Din is mechayev you. You're giving stam matana b'yama. It's nice to give matanas, but that's not a chiyuv with Tzeis Yidei Shemayim. So according to Tosfos, it's a no-brainer. There's no chiyuv with Tzeis Yidei Shemayim b'kenasos, which is exactly what Tosfos said, because that's exactly what Tosfos said. He couldn't say the normal pshat, the regular pshat in our Gemara, because to say that there's a chiyuv with Tzeis Yidei Shemayim b'kenasos is inconceivable. That's exactly what Tosfos said in our Flamma Gimel. But what about according to Rashi? According to Rashi, he wrote that you were mechuvadav. The tvich mechi was mechayev. It was a full-fledged mechayev. Would therefore the conclusion be, the corollary of that statement is a full-fledged chiyuv, say, well, whenever there's a full-fledged chiyuv, even though our hands are tied, you have to pay the Tzeis Yidei Shemayim? Or is there some reason to believe that maybe Rashi would also agree to Tosfos? Or some other reason, technical reason, I don't know what the reason is, maybe some totally separate tangential reason where the idea of Chayav Tzeis Yidei Shemayim makes mamish no sense. So that we're still open for discussion. So hopefully that's tomorrow, we have to continue from that nekuda. Within Shittas Rashi, that he's called the Mechuyvedov of Mishas Tvicha Mechira, would that translate to mean Chayav Tzeis Yidei Shemayim? Or not necessarily. Hopefully that's from tomorrow, put up for them.
Under a day, guys.
Here for all the purposes.
Yeah. Two bottoms.
Right, so if you're in a very wealthy area, and like there's an acre on each property.
Acres.
Let's say, Rebbe, it's in the Hamptons. Or yeah. Even Muncie, Rebbe, some of these properties are really. So if
we usually assume that somewhere there'll be squared off somehow, somewhere it'll end up being right.
I mean, there's going to be another civil war. Like,
I hope. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Depends how far it is.
Is there any way to say, would anyone say that Munster isn't here in the community that helps because it's like defense is there?
Really? Yeah, I think once there is an Eruv.
Once there's an Eruv, so the mail that gets out of any Tchumshah.
I think first you have to be Kaveya that there's. I think it's Emes, that's Rashi and Tosfos Emes, right?
Yeah. Why isn't Rashi saying that the Chiyuv on Mishnah is not Rashi's place? Rashi clearing it within Rashi? Why is it? Why the other Rishonim not saying that there's no Chiyuv on Mishnah?
Well, it's
like Tosfos, yeah.
No, again, so Tosfos for sure holds his book in Tosfos.
Why isn't Rebbe just saying that Machlekes tomorrow is going to be the old Machlekes Rashi places?
Because I want to claim that even without Rashi, it could be his book. Oh, sorry. I've got a lot of stuff here.